Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry is evolving at an incredible pace, fueled by continuous growth, breakthrough technologies, and shifting player expectations that are changing the way we play and connect. This week's biggest stories come from PAX West 25, where the PAX Rising Initiative put the spotlight on the indie gaming sector in a big way. Indie developers from all over presented 12 original titles, making the event a hub for networking, sharing creative energy, and fostering direct feedback with players. The message from PAX this year is clear. Independent studios are more than just a small corner of the industry. They're now driving innovation, diversity, and player-focused experiences. Conversations on the show floor emphasized how crucial real-time player feedback is for indies, not just to shape games during development, but to help studios thrive and grow after release. Shifting gears to major titles, Shacknews delivered a slew of important updates covering the hottest releases and community news. Among the standout announcements was Marvel Cosmic Invasion, a bold new title aiming to deepen both single-player storytelling and multiplayer engagement. While EA Sports FC 26 is set to introduce smarter AI and better player dynamics to football simulations, the fighting game community was buzzing this week with sharp debates over strategies for titles like Elden Ring and the soon-to-be-released Grounded 2, showcasing the varied preferences that make this genre so dynamic. Elden Ring, in particular, has inspired a wave of guidance content online, reflecting the intense devotion and mastery that its community brings to the table. On the platform side, a major shakeup is looming as Genshin Impact will be delisted from the PS4 store on September 10, 2025, due to ongoing performance concerns. Players should note that in-game purchases will also end, with a final cutoff slated for February 25, 2026. For fans of Final Fantasy XIV, the new Promise of Tomorrow update is now live, delivering a challenging Alliance raid, all new dungeons, and a PvP map that expands both the story and the strategic complexity of the game. This update demonstrates how MMORPGs continue to keep their worlds alive by evolving narratives and gameplay, ensuring both longtime and new players have reasons to jump in and experience fresh content. Nintendo fans have a date to mark on their calendars. August 28th will see the release of Kirby and the Forgotten Land, new edition, packed with new mechanics and surprises to delight old and new players alike. Meanwhile, attention is building for Mafia, the old country, which will take advantage of the PS5 Pro enhanced features to deliver stunning graphics and smoother performance, raising the stakes for narrative-driven action games. But it wasn't all cheers this week. Marvel Rivals Season 3 found itself at the center of controversy, as new skins like Blades and Polarity Edge introduced difficult acquisition challenges that left many fans frustrated and debating the future of microtransactions in games. Still, there were clear high points. Donkey Kong Bonanza for Nintendo Switch 2 debuted to rave reviews and perfect scores, praise for its tight gameplay and inventive design that remind us why some characters remain gaming icons. Over in the MMORPG space, Goddess of Victory, Nikki is gearing up for a meaningful update on August 7th, promising tactical upgrades for key characters and an all-new narrative event that's sure to draw both seasoned players and newcomers. Blizzard's World of Warcraft continued its evolution as the Ghosts of Ka'Resh update rolled out, bringing new campaign content and gameplay mechanics to fuel the competitive atmosphere of The War Within's third season, keeping the community's pulse alive and engagement high. Innovative new announcements also made headlines, with Lost in Space, the adventure game revealed as a nostalgic but fresh experience inspired by the classic 1960s series, where players step into the roles of Will Robinson, Dr. Smith, and the robot braving unknown planets and tricky puzzles. There's no firm release date just yet, but the title aims to blend classic sci-fi adventure with modern gameplay, promising something unique for both fans of the series and gamers craving exploration and intrigue. Another key update this week came from the Skull and Bones development team, who shared that the anticipated Faction Wars endgame feature will now arrive with Season 3, a change driven by the need for further player feedback and quality improvements. Naughty Dog's latest patch for The Last of Us 2 Remastered, version 2.1.1 on PS5, rolled out quietly, focusing on bug fixes but not delivering new content. An important reminder that even the most polished games need ongoing attention. Looking ahead to upcoming releases, Madden NFL 26 has sports fans buzzing with its August 14th launch, boasting a revolutionary AI-driven realism engine and pre-order incentives for those eager to get hands-on with the action ahead of everyone else. For anime and fighting enthusiasts, Demon Slayer: The Hinokami Chronicles 2 is out now, packing more than 40 playable characters and amped-up combat mechanics designed to capture the heart and drama of the series. Meanwhile, survival horror fans should watch for Chronos: The New Dawn, launching September 5th and promising chilling new survival experiences. One of the most exciting shifts in the industry right now is the increasing role of AI and accessibility. Google DeepMind's latest advancements are setting the stage for more immersive and intelligent gameplay that adapts quickly to player choices. Accessibility wasn't overlooked this week, as tools like the Bottles application drew praise for enabling Windows games to run seamlessly on Linux, breaking down long-standing barriers and expanding options for players everywhere. Game studios are investing more in inclusive design, and titles such as The Elder Scrolls Online continue to lead with events and updates that make participating more accessible for all gamers, whether they're chasing achievements or just enjoying the world at their own pace. Hardware news grabbed headlines with the upcoming PCIe 8.0 standard, poised to deliver unprecedented data transfer speeds, a critical leap for next-gen graphics and massive open worlds, suggesting performance breakthroughs are just around the corner. Still, challenges remain. High-profile releases like Cyberpunk 2077 and Helldivers 2 faced renewed criticism over gameplay stability, highlighting the pressure studios face in balancing ambition with reliability. On the service side, Microsoft's beta launch of Gaming Copilot for Xbox Insiders is generating real excitement, promising both seasoned and casual players a more customized and engaging console experience. These advances come in parallel with major community events, from Gamescom Opening Night Live to the Game Devs of Color Expo, showcasing how the industry is building spaces for innovation and inclusivity. In the competitive gaming world, EVO 2025 was a standout moment for the fighting game community, sparking lively debate over rules and regulations in classics, like Super Smash Bros. Melee, and drawing incredible engagement from fans around the world. Meanwhile, Valorant fans kept the hype alive, discussing all the drama of VCT EMEA Stage 2 Week 3, as rivalries intensified and strategies evolved. What these events make clear is that competitive gaming is more than just a spectator sport. It's a constantly evolving conversation between developers, players, and fans, with each new match influencing how communities grow and interact. As we close this week, it's clear that the industry's energy is as high as ever. Developers are pushing creative boundaries, technology is opening new doors, and players are responding by forming even stronger bonds across digital worlds. Whether you're hunting achievements, building the next breakout indie hit, or keeping up with your favorite streamers and tournaments, there's never been a more exciting time to be part of gaming culture. Looking ahead, the roadmap is packed with innovations and releases that promise to shape the next generation of play, making it clear that gaming's future remains bright, dynamic, and full of creative possibility. Checkpoint cleared, thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.